Transportation Committee meeting, June 22nd, 1999, at 10:30 p.m. And here in the state, Senator Shannon Schiff.
Senator Jeff Fields has been excused for the afternoon, and Senator George is being held captive in another committee. She will not release him. So, we will carry on. And here's my list. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2071A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2071A, again, is the photo red one bill.
Okay.
And we have a deck, 7 amendments that would only allow the city of Beaverton, Bend, and Portland to use this pilot program.
May I see that amendment?
Mm-hmm.
You all have copies. You all have copies.
Just a second. There's a lot
of them. You were not in the red light. You're full of data.
2071.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a camera.
City cars and traffic
signals. Oh, where's the phone number? Oh, that's 3085.
Right.
Okay.
I really thought we were going to include Netflix. Well, we can do a concession. Okay, I want to add Netflix. Okay, begin. You see, the amendment is...
conceptual. Yeah. Are you in work session?
Yes, we're in work
session. It's conceptual amendment to the dash 7 to add Netflix.
So it will be ABC.
Okay.
No, it will be C, and Portland would be B. That's the way they did it, alphabetical.
Oh, in alphabetical order.
So, Ted moves that we add Medford between Bend and Portland. Without, is there an objection?
Medford is south of Portland, I think.
What? Don't confuse me. No, that's where it belongs there.
Between Portland and Bend.
Right. Without objection, so ordered. Okay. You want to move?
I will move the dash 87 amendments to House Bill 2071 as amended, ma'am.
Is there any objection? Without objection.
And ma'am, I'll move House Bill 2071 as amended to keep forward a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Is it like a part of the issue?
Oh, that's off. Okay, that's off. Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Chairman received the majority. The bill passes. And Senator Old, would you like to say this?
As much as I hate the film, I will carry the bill.
Thank you. That is a very lovely. Well, carry it. Now, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 3085A.
House Bill 3085 is the photo radar bill, and it says all cities can use it, but there are some amendments. There is a dash 11 amendment that specifies that photo radar may only be used in cabinets, so Medford, Bend, Portland, and Pikeville. And we also have the dash 812 amendments, which is separate from the packet. This should be familiar to you all. I think passes, I think, up for the first time. But what this is the House Bill 2091 being gross.
Wait, just a second. Is there another amendment besides
The
dash 11. Okay. I don't have
dash 11.
Yeah, you keep going.
Okay.
That's 7. Okay. There is Albany, Beaverton, Bend, Medford, Portland, Tigard. Okay.
Okay. And then the dash 12 amendment, what they do is they take a pilot program to increase double the fines and increase the corridor program, close the corridor road. And also it defines school zones and defines when children are present in that
school. And that's a dash 12?
Yes.
Give me a minute to find dash 12. Oh, that's it.
Okay, I move to dash 11 amendment to House Bill 3085A. Is there any discussion? Without objection. And I move to dash A12 amendment to House Bill 3085A. Yeah. Is there any discussion? I just want to explain that we passed this bill, actually the second part of this, we passed it twice. And that is that, do you have that letter that those people that came in and wanted us to define a school zone? The definition of when children are present is too vague, and this is from the Alliance for Community Traffic Safety in Oregon. And as a result, we've heard reports of citizens feeling that school zones are speed traps, drivers almost being rear-ended while slowing down when school is in session, that no children are by the road, and judges not supporting citations due to different interpretations of when someone should reasonably expect a child to be present. And they offered this bill, which is the second half of these amendments.
What was the Senate bill number for the original?
It was 687.
687. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was the original House bill number? About 13.
That actually was, I believe, 2635, which was they dealt with. Down. And it's on the floor for 35. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the House Bill 2491 says the bill with the safety corridor issue.
So, Madam Chair, what was 2335?
That bill never actually hasn't made it over to the Senate. It's just a vote on it today. The House floor. So there was a Senate version that was 687, and there was kind of a House version that was quite different. We passed out the Senate version, no problem.
So we had a discussion about Representative Byer came in and wanted an amendment about when the school was on a road that is 45 miles an hour speed limit. About he, because I met with him this morning, you know, on another bill, conference committee, and he said that you could stop because the school zone, but then the log truck behind you would hit you. So he wanted some kind of exception for schools on certain roads, and the House got bogged down in it. And so this bill won't go back to House Transportation. It will go back to Judiciary and to Lynn Shetley. But if they don't agree, we'll just go to a conference committee.
The bill we discussed in conference committee, the bill number was that.
That was 2491.
2491.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And that one has both of these amendments in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, then, is there any objection? Without objection. And I do have a letter from the city of Eugene, and they give good reasons why they'd like to be included. And I would move that we conceptually add Eugene, even though I don't have the amendment written up. And it would go after Bend.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
On page one of the dash A9 amendments, the city of Eugene is mentioned on line 7.
Okay, you're under the dash 9, and that's a good idea, and delete everything else on that page.
Yes. 28.
Is it considered conceptual? Okay, because we're deleting off of here. Okay.
What's happening to dash 9?
I'll show you. Look at. We're taking off everything but Eugene and adopting the dash A now. Taking every name. Because the rest of them have already been amended in on this one.
Oh, okay. So is dash 11 in this?
Mm-hmm. We adopted dash 11.
So we're adding Eugene.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to? Okay, she says, we withdraw your motion.
I will, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Then I move that we add, as a conceptual amendment, the city of Eugene to the bill.
To the bill. To A11.
Yeah, well, to HB 385. Okay.
And
A11, right, to A11. You're exactly right, to A11, okay? I move that we, should we amend it into A11 or to the bill?
Into A11.
Into A, okay. I move that we amend Eugene into the dash A11 and re-adopt. Okay, there you go. Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, with some objection. And then we will re-adopt the A11 amendment as amended with Eugene. Is there any discussion? No. Okay, without objection. Now, I move that we send House Bill.
Question?
Yes.
18. The residential area.
We don't need that.
You don't need
they
that.
Came back and said they didn't need that.
Okay.
So I move House Bill 3085A as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion?
And that has 811 as amended and 812 in the
bill. Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Do you want to say this one to you?
Okay.
Okay. The House Bill 3085A as amended has received a majority. Senator Yu will carry the bill. Okay. Now.
Oh,
yeah. This has to fill for me. Okay, now what's on next? Okay, we will not be hearing House Bill 3531A today. House Bill 2200A. Do you have the amendments to that?
Do
you want to explain this bill?
Sure. Again, House Bill 2200A increases the track towards cap on one's recreation parking permit. We have three different sets of amendments today. We have the dash 5 amendments, which is the 6th.
That does four things. First of all, it requires the Oregon Transportation Commission to follow the recommendations of the Lincoln Recreation Advisory Committee in setting the fees. Currently, they only have to consider the recommendations. It also requires the cost of a run-based snow cart permit to return to the fund from each fine paid by a violator. There is an apostrophe to follow that so they have to return. No park funds other than the designated purpose to be approved by the Lincoln Recreation Advisory Committee. We also require that the commission consult with the Lincoln Recreation Advisory Committee before any changes or terminating the contract.
Just a second before we do that. I just want to ask, is there anybody opposed to these amendments, the dash 5? Okay. Then let's see the dash 6.
Okay, dash 6 simply declares an emergency, so we have to take up it for that one.
Okay. Is anybody opposed to that? Okay.
And then the dash 7 amendments.
And the dash 7 amendments
would require that the Department of Transportation and Doug, could you come up here and do that? Have you reviewed these last amendments?
Chair Shannon, members of the committee, Doug Timmer, Maintenance Engineer, Oregon Department of Transportation. Are you referring to the A7 amendment?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have looked at it.
Can you support it?
It says shall. It's a policy decision. If you tell us to do it, we'll do it.
Okay. Do you see any problems with the way it's written that we can't resolve this issue?
Chair Shannon, if I saw a problem with this, I would be arguing with the Attorney General of the State of Oregon, and I'm not in a position to do that, so no, I don't see any problem with
it.
Because isn't, or I just want to really talk plain. He was able to show that he did the work, and you didn't dispute that. It was the fact that we didn't have a contract. Wasn't that the issue?
Chair Shannon, with this passage of this bill, we would ask for the documentation of the hours that he's asking for reimbursement for, and then because it says shall, we would make that reimbursement.
Okay, the only reason that I want to make this perfectly clear is because I don't quite understand in my mind why after that Snow Park Commission, is that what they're called?
Advisory Committee. Winter Recreation Advisory Committee.
Yeah, committee. Why after that, they talked to you why you were able to pay part of his bill but not the other part. Couldn't he document the other part?
Chair Shannon, we paid the part of his bill that remained undocumented that was done prior to the termination of the contract. So we paid for what was done up until the contract was terminated. This amendment directs us to pay what was done after the contract was terminated.
So there shouldn't be any loopholes, should there?
I can't see any.
You can't see
any? Seems to be pretty clear what the law says in this case.
Because I don't want her to come back in 2 years and do it again.
Yeah. First, and then that makes two of us.
Sure.
Do we need to add the word documented before the word unreimbursed?
Well, it says that he has to show it, I thought.
It didn't say anywhere, so it has to be documented.
Chair Shannon, Senator Yee, the way I read this, it says for any unreimbursed, you're correct, it doesn't say documented, but it does say unreimbursed snow removal costs incurred by the owner, so he would have to show us what costs he incurred. I read that as he would have to document what costs he incurred.
Okay. And that's on the record.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that if you couldn't document it, you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. That it would speed it up if we didn't have to put that in there, but it's clearly legislative intent that it would be documented. Okay, I move the -5 amendment to House Bill 2200. Are there any questions? Do you have one? I'm doing the -5 first. Is there any discussion? Without objection. And I move the House, the -A6 amendments to House Bill 2200. Is there any objection? Okay. And I move the -A7 amendments to House Bill 2200. Is there any objection? Okay, so be it. And, do you need to talk to us before we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excuse me. Madam Chair, did we do anything with 5 and 6? 8, 5, 8, 6?
Yes. We passed them.
Oh, we adopted them.
We adopted them. I thought there was a sideboard going on over there.
So we moved ahead, anyway.
So we adopted.
You adopted any of them?
No. We adopted 5 and 6.
We did. We did. We adopted 5. I'm teasing you.
Okay.
We adopted 5, 6, and 7.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll move House Bill, or Ted Andrew.
House Bill 2200 to the floor as amended.
A.
With a UCAS recommendation.
Yes, A. Okay, is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, having received the majority, it passed, and I will carry it. And before we adjourn, I have to talk to him.
You're carrying the other one.
Yeah, the red light show.
Right. You love it.
So we have a little recap. I know that to be a truth. Oh, no, no. Okay, I need to open a work session on House Bill 3531A. And you want to talk about it, Amanda, Megan?
House Bill 3531A came to the same authority for the director of the Department of Transportation from the Transportation Commission to the governor.
Is there any discussion? We had another sweet little amendment that would fit in here, but I guess we're not going to do it. So, Senator George, do you want to move this to the floor of the DUCAS? That's really painful. I shouldn't do that.
Okay, it's okay.
You know? I don't know what to do. So, Senator George moves House Bill 3531A to the floor with a DUCAS recommendation. Is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Having received the majority, the bill goes to the floor with a due pass. And Senator George, are you willing to carry the bill?
Sure, you should carry this one.
I already, y'all took one. It's your turn.
Okay.
Senator George will carry the bill. And if there's no more discussion, I mean, nothing else before the meeting, we'll adjourn.